What it do, my little buckaroos? What up? Listening to On My Way Home podcast. The only podcast in the world, in the motherfucking universe, where I'm driving home from work and we're talking. Let's have a conversation. Let's bring some value. Ask me a question. What you want to do, baby girl? Yeah, so we looking at, what's today? Wednesday, March 7th. Got some snow on the ground, Northwest Ohio. And that's what we're doing. 6:20, some long ass days. Been at it since 7:30. Still got some more to do. Hustle hard, baby. Do what you gotta do. If we ain't winning, you're losing. Don't even know what that means. That's actually funny, that Chris D'Elia. Perseverance. Fight to the end. I need to watch Man on Fire. Shout out, Chris D'Elia. Netflix, get it. All right, get my tags. Twitter, mschizo. MSKIZZO. Instagram, do work schizo. Get with it. Get right. All right, so what's happened today? What happened to you, Jimmy? Shit. I drove up to Michigan to see a client. Came back at 3:30. Worked for the last 3 damn hours. Going home, dropping a doo-doo butter, putting on some sweatpants. Cracking, I don't know, what should I crack? An IPA? What do we want? We want some Hop Slam, a whiskey, eat some din-din, get back at the work, got some shit I gotta get done. Tomorrow's a busy day. Keep it going. More money, more problems, that's what they tell you. Rolling that Subi. Shit. Oh, yeah, so I was checking, like I normally do, on what's trending. And the first thing that came up was the rapper Lil Xan, who I've never heard of before. And it showed a picture of him, he's a 21-year-old white dude with a couple tattoos on his face. Said Tupac was boring. His raps are boring. So I had to scroll through some of the comments. Oh, shit. I feel like I'm getting a sore throat. I had to go through some of the comments. And it was like Waka Flocka and some of the rappers and Ben Xan from hip hop, and he got me through my childhood. Yeah, and they just showed the clip and he just said he's boring. Like, I don't know, there's got to be more to it, because for the internet to go up in arms by him just saying that and not any justification, like, he's a soft-ass, pussy-ass rapper. He didn't rap about shit. All eyes on me. That's stupid. Whatever. If he had some justification, that's his opinion. But just saying he's boring without any justification, the internet blowing up, being a freaking top trending story on Twitter, the top on my phone, at least when I opened it. I was like, whoa. So since I didn't hear him, I actually loaded some of his videos while I was leaving work to see. I was like, eh? I don't know. He's a rapper. He doesn't sound like a white rapper. How's a white rapper sound? I don't know. I guess, over to Amazon, my all-time favorite. That's what comes to mind. He has more of a deeper voice. That's, I guess, how I'd say it. Seems like he has a deeper voice, so I thought he was going to be like a young black dude, but he wasn't. His music wasn't bad. I'd want to listen to some more and see if I liked it, but it just amazes me now in 24-hour news cycle of how this shit just, like, blows up. Hopefully when I go home and watch the news, it's not on. Oh, shit, this car's about to... This person drunk? What are you doing, motherfucker? Better not be in my nightly news. That'd be dumb. That real dumb.
Yeah, so...
If you've listened to this podcast before, you know I yawn a lot. I'm coming down on my coffee highs. I'm just trying to stay alive in this mug. Oh. Yeah, listenership's up. That's pretty awesome. It's only at 10. And today's going to be a short podcast, probably like 6 minutes. A quick hitter. We just talk. Actually, I just talk. You listen. If there's a call in, there hasn't been one. I'm using Anchor. I don't know how that reaches everybody else. Like, I think you have to have Anchor to want to chat. But sometimes question of the day, if something seems intriguing, that shot over to me, or DM, slide in that DM, baby, slide in. Don't be scared, slide in that DM. And we can chatter. I like talking about everything and anything. But man, my throat is sore. I had a late night yesterday, worked till fucking 11:30. I had a little bit of break in between with the kiddos, but I had an early ass morning. So probably another one tonight. Just gotta get shit going. Keep going. Tomorrow's busy, got 6-7 meetings, and man, just can't stop, won't stop. Bad boys forever. That's great. That's a good thing to talk about, to leave off on. Was at the Chappelle Show when he's Diddy. Go get me some chem. What was the? Was it Making the Band? Yeah, I think it was Making the Band. That show that Diddy had, and Chappelle would get carried out by his two bodyguards on a couch to the contestants. He's like. And I'm going to horribly just whack this up because I haven't seen it in years. But I just remember, I think my favorite scene was, challenge one. I need some Cambodian breast milk. Get me some Cambodian breast milk. And they had to run downtown New York and find them some Cambodian breast milk. And then he brought it back, and he drank it. He drank it all. I need to start watching that shit again. Watch some Chappelle Show, and then just do a podcast about it. The stand-up specials are pretty good. I used to go, when I go out to L.A. a couple times a year, I try to make it into the Comedy Store, so I get the codes for Comedy Club. Oh shit, looks like, why is my back door open? And Chappelle's, or I follow them on Instagram too, and it looks like he came in yesterday, $40 a ticket. People are bitching about it, like, dude, it's fucking Chappelle, probably the best comedian of our lifetime. Shut up and pay. Alright peeps, shorty but a goody. Tell your friends, let's keep this baby moving, let's keep this train, they're coming daily, 5 days a week, unless I'm traveling. Get on it, get with it, show me your nipples, peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.